right, all right, all right. Hey, would you please help me welcome all of our Celebration Church campuses today? Come on, put your hands together, man. God bless you guys. We just want to welcome all of our campuses as we open this open house series. And we'd also like to welcome everyone watching by television today. We're so glad that you're tuning in. And if you have not come to Celebration Church yet, we'd love for you to come and check us out. Come hang out with us at any of our campuses in the Jacksonville area. So, hey, we are kicking off a brand new series over the next few weeks, and we're calling it Open House. And what we're going to be talking about is we're really going to be talking about God's house and kind of looking at it from a fresh perspective. And what we're going to find is that just like our own homes, God has different rooms with different designs. There's a divine design to God's house, and each of those rooms has different functions that God wants us to experience and different purposes that God wants us to accomplish in our lives. And so my goal for today is we're going to talk about God's living room. My goal for today is I'm hoping to paint a fresh picture in your mind of what coming to church is all about. Listen, church was never meant to be just an intellectual exercise. Church was never meant to be some type of religious ritual or to be, you know, we call them church services, and that's cool. People understand, you know, church services and all that. But man, it's so much more than a church service. God never meant us to just kind of come in and go through a religious exercise or, you know, just type of a mental exercise or kind of, hey, what's up? But we need to understand that, look, Jesus is here. And we're going to take a look in the Bible of what we would call a living room environment. For most of you, your homes, you know, the living room is the place where people gather, especially when you have guests over. So how many of you like to entertain? Come on, at all of our campuses. I know, especially at Orange Park, that's a great entertaining bunch out there. And I'm sure that many of you at whatever campus, you like to entertain. And usually the living room is kind of that main gathering area. You know, you bring people in and you entertain. It's where you initially connect in relationships, and which is why over the next few weeks here, as you look at the groups mag and stuff, it's so important. You can initially connect to friends and relationships here and then maybe go to the next level. But the living room is the gathering place. And you know, there's other rooms in the house. There's the backyard, and there's kind of the family room. There's the kitchen. You know, most times when you have people over, you want them to hang out in the living room. You don't want them to come to the kitchen. The kitchen is where the knives are. The kitchen is where the mess is going on. The kitchen is the behind the scenes of what's going on that makes the living room so appealing. Do you see what I'm saying? Well, God's house has a kitchen. God's house has a front yard and a backyard and a foyer and a living room and a family room. And so we're going to be talking about God's house. But my deal is this. Just elbow your neighbor and say, this is his deal. I know some of you don't like to do that, but you know, some of you are like, are you going to make me talk to my neighbor? Are you going to make me touch somebody? Gross. Listen, I'm helping you get out of yourself, okay? Just look at me as a therapist, okay? Chill. Relax. We're not that formal around here, okay? Can I have a good amen? All right, so what I want to do, though, my goal is for you to paint a fresh view or a fresh picture of really what God's house, and especially today, his living room environment, is supposed to be like. And that is this, that God's living room, God's house, is a place where everybody, anyone, all people, all different types of people can have an encounter with Jesus and really experience God in the here and in the now. And we're going to take a look at a story here in the Bible in Mark chapter 2. And we're going to pull some things out of this story. And we're going to look at a living room environment here. In Mark chapter 2, I'm going to begin reading in verse 13. But see, when Jesus was on the earth, Jesus would have different gathering times, what we would call a living room environment. It would be where a large group of people could come in and hang out. And it wasn't an intellectual exercise, but it was a place where they could really experience Jesus. I mean, this was God in the flesh. How awesome is that? And I want you to think about, what if Jesus was here? What if he had a house, or he got a house, or somebody gave him a house, or whatever, right here off of Gate Parkway, or in Orange Park, or Middleburg, or Bartram Trail, or Hardy County, or Atiquipa, Peru, or wherever you're watching this message today? Jesus had a house, and he was actually going to have people over into his living room. What do you think that would look like? Come on, that's heavy. Well, let me ask you this. What would your expectation be if you were actually going to hang out in Jesus' living room and God in the flesh was going to be there? What would your expectation be? I don't know about you, but I'd be pretty excited. You know, like, unless you, like, haven't been living for God and then, you know, like, you're terrified, you know? But that's okay. We're going to look at that today. You know, so maybe some of you would be afraid. Maybe, you know, you found out Jesus had a house over here, so you're like moving over there. But what would your expectation be? Well, watch. When you come to God's house, when you come to Celebration Church, your expectation should not be any different than if you were going to a house where Jesus was staying and God was in the flesh and he was asking you to come hang out in his living room. Why? That's why God sent the Holy Spirit. Just like in Bible times when Jesus would be in these gathering living room settings, so to speak, and people could go in and encounter him and experience him and feel God and be taught by him. That's the same way God has designed his house. Look, this is God's living room. Wherever you're attending Celebration Church today, that is God's living room. And that's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. So Jesus was God in the flesh. He went away and sent the Holy Spirit. Guess what? So instead of just Jesus being limited to one living room environment, one place at one time, he could be anywhere. He said where two or three are gathered. See, it's the gathering place. Look, he says, we're two or three people. Let me give you the Stovall translation. Where two or three people come and want to hang out with me, I will come and hang out with them, and they'll get to experience me in a powerful way. And too many of us, because of the experience of church and in the church in the past, or the traditional church, or the church as we know it, we have this concept, you know, coming to church, it's this religious service, and man, you know, we might like the music, and, you know, we might like this or that, but, you know, we're not really coming to hang out with Jesus. Well, God has intentionally designed his house to be a place where you can hang out with Jesus, and he's just as real as if he was here in the flesh. Do you understand? That's why at Celebration Church, what do we say? We say God is real, God is relevant, and God is enjoyable. Those are three things that you should always experience with God when you come to hang out with Jesus. And we're going to look where this exactly happened in the Bible. Look, God is real. Jesus is here by the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, man, when you have an open heart for God, that's why at Celebration Church you'll see those values on the back of the groups mag. We don't just believe in singing, but we believe in experiential worship. Look, God's presence is here, and in his presence is fullness of joy. Listen to me. You need a fix? You need to get into the presence of God, man. I'm getting excited. Man, you're struggling, you're down. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Holy Spirit is our encourager. The Bible says that God is the lifter of our heads. The Bible says that if you fall, God will pick you up. The Bible says that you're the apple of God's eye. But do you expect that when you come to his house? Are you walking in saying, Lord, I'm ready to hang out with you? Because I'm telling you, if you come in with that idea ready to hang out with Jesus, it's on, baby. The party is on. And I don't know about you, but in my BC days before Christ, Let me tell you, for me, it was all about the party. I'm telling you right now, if you had a lame party, I wasn't coming. You take your lame self and your lame party and go do what you need to do. Because I'm going to where it's happening. I'm telling you right now that God's house, it is the most happening place that there is. I'm telling you, when Jesus shows up, I'm telling you, all kind of incredible things can happen in your life. But you might say, well, Stovall, look, dude, I've been coming to church, and I'm not feeling all this kind of stuff. Well, you'll find every time people came to Jesus' living room and he gathered them together, some people would have this incredible experience. Others would be sitting there saying, huh, isn't this the Sabbath? Can you believe he did that on the Sabbath? I think something's wrong with this guy. Do you see? It's all about the expectation and attitude of your heart. This is the view. I want you a new picture of church. When we talk about gathering together in the big tent meeting, the big living room environment here at Celebration Church, this is our time to come and hang out with Jesus and not have an intellectual exercise or religious ritual, but we are coming to encounter and experience God. Watch this. Look at this. This is, there's a great picture of this in Mark chapter 2, verse 13. It says, then Jesus went out to the lake shore. He went out to the lake shore again and taught the crowds that gathered. Everybody say gathered. So here's this gathering environment. So watch this. He's going to have this living room, this gathering environment, and these things are going to happen. And then the party's going to actually go inside to somebody's house. Since he was out on the lake shore, he was teaching the crowds, this big gathering environment. And it says, as he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at his tax collection booth. Come, be my disciple, Jesus said to him. So Levi got up and followed him. So watch this, man. You talk about an experience, an encounter with God. Here is this dude, Levi. Levi was a tax collector. Just let me say, back in these days, the tax collectors were not the most popular people. Okay, what was happening? They were Jewish. They collected taxes from their fellow Jewish brethren, so to speak, but they were really employed by the Romans, and they would do kickbacks and all this kind of stuff, and really kind of puppets in many cases for the Roman government. So they were not the most popular people. But here's this guy, Levi. He comes to Jesus' living room. Here's the gathering place. He comes to hang out with Jesus. Now watch. This guy's obviously not religious. This guy probably does not know much at all about God. He's going along. He's obviously making decent money. Tax collectors did back in these days. He's making good money. He's got his own life. He's doing his business. He's doing his deal. But all of a sudden, he comes to Jesus' living room, so to speak. And he has such a powerful experience with Jesus that by the time Jesus finishes his teaching and there's this experience and there's this, we don't know how long it was and what all was involved, but it was like somehow this experience had such an impact on Levi. Are you ready for this? He completely surrendered his life to Jesus on the spot. No guarantees. Do you see what I'm saying? Not knowing exactly what his life is going to look like. And see, so many of us, we kind of keep back from God because we think, well, if I really surrender my life, what is my business going to look like? You know, what is going to happen here? What are my friends going to, am I going to have to give up this? Am I going to have to give up that? Listen, forget all that stuff. God takes care of all that stuff. What you need to do is have the heart like Levi. Come and hang out with Jesus. Have an open heart where you experience God to such a point that it produces a powerful life change in your life and you're never the same. Can you imagine this guy? One encounter with Jesus, his whole life is interrupted on the spot. He experienced, this is so much more than an intellectual exercise. It was so much more. But he had this experience with Jesus that produced a powerful life change. Watch. When you come to church, when you come to God's living room with a hungry heart, that's the first thing. You will experience God in such a way that it will produce a powerful life change. Watch this. I'm talking every week. Where two or three are gathering in my name, there I am in the midst of them once a month. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them maybe every other week. No, where two or three are gathered in my name unconditionally, unqualified, there I am in the midst of them. Jesus wants you to hang out with him. And every time you come to church, you come to his living room, guess what Jesus wants? There is a powerful life change that he wants to do on the inside of you that will cause you to go deeper. Come be my disciple, that will cause you to go deeper in the purposes of God. Look what it goes on to say. So that's the first thing. Now look what happens. I love this man. Verse 15, it says, that night Levi invited Jesus and his disciples to be his dinner guests. So here we go. Now we're taking the living room environment, the big gathering thing. Brother Levi's all fired up now. I mean, Levi's, so he's going to bring the party inside. I guess Levi had a pretty big house. He's going to bring the party inside. And here's Jesus, the guest of honor. See, that's the thing. How many of you know, it's Celebration Church. Jesus is our guest of honor every weekend. He's here. He's real. He wants you to experience him. But it depends on the attitude of your heart and the expectation. So, okay, so here comes Jesus. He's in the big living room here at Levi's house. But Levi not only invites Jesus to be the guest of honor, look who else he invites. It says he invited Jesus and his disciples to be his dinner guests along with his fellow tax collectors and many other notorious sinners. Notorious. And then it says, there were many people of this kind among the crowds that followed Jesus. In other words, there was something about Levi's experience with Jesus in his living room. Even though he lived a life away from God, he lived a sinful life, he didn't have much of a clue about God. Guess what? There was such an acceptance of Jesus. It was such a positive, real, relevant, enjoyable, powerful experience with God. Guess what? He went out and he invited all the other thugs. Notorious. In other words, it would be like, you know, it would be like, well, you know this woman? She's there? Or this woman, she's there? Or this guy, that guy's there? Or this gangster's there? Or that guy? He invites, watch this, he goes and invites all the people, here's what I believe, that were like him. Because he's been in their place. And he finally understood that God loves him and accepts him for who he is, no matter what he's done. And he wanted to introduce this incredible love and acceptance to all his other gangsters. And that is the awesome thing about Jesus. And that's what Jesus' living room, the atmosphere in Jesus's, yes, Jesus preached repentance. Yes, Jesus preached putting God first. But you know what? He also preached the gospel of acceptance. He says, whosoever, everybody say whosoever. Whosoever believes shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus says, the person that comes to me, whosoever, I will in no wise cast out. Jesus' living room is a living room of acceptance for all people. That's why here at Celebration Church, we're big on diversity. You hear it in our music. You see it in our leadership. You see it in the flavors of ministry that we provide. Man, I believe, look, God's living room is a living room for all people. And the living room at whatever campus Celebration Church is, that living room should reflect the demographic in that area. Is everyone following me? In other words, I guarantee you, if Jesus opened his house up, not everybody there would look like you. It would be a diverse group of people. It would be a mixture of people. And that's the awesome thing. Look, Jesus, and not only in colors and races and ethnicities, but in different type of cultural and economic backgrounds. That was the awesome thing about Jesus. I mean, he didn't just reach the crisis people. He did reach crisis people. He reached the prostitutes and all those different types of people that were in real crisis. But he also reached the governors. He also reached leaders. He also reached many of the Pharisees. Even though many times we see the Pharisees in the negative light, he did reach those people as well. He reached what our society would call good people. He reached what our society would call bad people. He would reach doubters. He would reach construction people. He would reach teachers and professionals, intellectuals, all different types of people. Why? Because let me tell you something. Acceptance, love, you don't just attract who you are. If it's the Holy Spirit, you attract who you love. And God loves everybody. Can I have a good amen? So the goal is, man, when we come to hang out with Jesus in his living room, we feel that acceptance, that love for all people. And that's going to lead us to do what Levi did, I believe. I believe that we'll experience God in such a way that you want to invite your friends to experience him as well. And I just want to encourage you, think about this. Think about, what if for the rest of this year, what would happen if... What would happen if every time you came to God's house, his living room, you viewed it as, I'm going to hang out with Jesus, and he's really here, and I am expecting a powerful life change on the inside of me, and this week I'm going to invite as many people as I can. What would your friends look like by the end of the year? What would your life be like by the end of the year? What if at Celebration Church, we had the view and we had the understanding that every time we gathered, Jesus was really here to hang out with us. And just like Levi, he wants to do a powerful life change in our lives. We'd sense that atmosphere of acceptance. And every week we would be out in whatever way we can. I'm not talking about being weird. I'm not talking about hitting people over the head with a Bible. Can I have a good amen? You know, that's another thing about acceptance. Acceptance is not spooky. Encountering God is not spooky. Levi felt very comfortable in going and inviting all of his unchurched friends. Many times we try to make the things of God mystical. In fact, they're very practical. That's why here at Celebration Church, one of our values is we try to be an intellectually safe church. That means this, intellectual safety means you don't have to check your brain at the door. Can I have a good amen? Do you know the Bible, the word logos, it comes from the word logic. And so it's okay to ask questions, and it's okay to doubt, and it's okay to come in and take steps towards God. Can I have a good amen? But I'm telling you, if you will have an attitude of expectancy that God is here, he wants to do a powerful life change in me. And that's going to produce such an excitement in me. I'm going to go out and I'm going to invite my friends as well. Think about your friends, your family members, your neighbors, all those people you've been praying for. Watch. Have you invited them to church? Yeah, I had. They won't come. Keep inviting them. You know what? And the more life change they see in your life, you know what I'm saying? When you're going through a trial and you're not freaking out and pulling all your hair out and sucking down 10 Xanax a day, and you know what I'm saying, and whatever else, you know what I'm saying? When they see a little peace and stability in the midst of a trial, man, then they might, when they're in a trial, they might say, hey, maybe I can go to that church you've been talking about. God's here. He wants you to experience him. Let's pray. Father, we love you. And God, we've just talked about your house. We've talked about your living room today. Right now, I just want you to tune into God for a few minutes. And we want to take just a few minutes where you can tune into God. And the first thing I want to ask you, at all of our campuses, just bow your head, close your eyes, and just give God about 2 minutes here.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Our prayer is that it will help you to live a God-first life. For more information about Celebration Church and other available resources, please visit our website at www.celebration.org.